The plastic chair is bolted to the floor. It is hard and cold. I have been sitting here for 4 hours. The woman behind the glass does not look up. She slides my folder back through the narrow slit. It hits the counter with a dull thud. This is not enough, she says. Her voice is flat. She has said this 3 times today. I look at the folder. It is 3 inches thick. It contains my life. I have my school photos from 1974. I have my national insurance card. I have the lease to my flat in Brixton. I came here on my mother's passport, I say. My voice is steady. I make sure it is steady. She finally looks at me. Her eyes are tired. They are not cruel, which is worse. They are just empty. The Home Office has no record of your arrival, she says. Without a landing card, you are here illegally. My hands begin to shake. I put them under my thighs to hide them. I can feel the pulse in my neck. I am 62 years old. I have paid my taxes for 40 years. I have raised 2 daughters in this city. I walk out into the London rain. The air is grey. The buses are red. Everything looks the same as it did this morning. But the ground feels thin. It feels like it might crack open and swallow me. I am a ghost in my own neighbourhood. I go home and make tea. My kitchen is small. I know every scratch on the wooden table. I sit and wait for the kettle to whistle. My chest feels tight. There is a sharp pain behind my ribs. It is the stress. It is a physical weight. It sits on my shoulders like a lid. I spend the evening searching the attic. I need more paper. I need proof that I breathed in 1981. I find a dental record. I find a library card from a building that was torn down 10 years ago. Every piece of paper is a prayer. I stack them neatly on the bed. My back aches from bending over the trunks. The next morning, the letter arrives. It is a standard envelope. The logo is blue and official. I do not open it immediately. I sit at the table and look at my garden. I planted those roses 15 years ago. I open the letter. It tells me I have no right to work. It tells me I have no right to healthcare. It tells me I must prepare to leave the country. My heart skips a beat. Then it hammers against my chest. I cannot catch my breath. I go to the doctor. I have a cough that will not go away. I have had it for months. The receptionist asks for my ID. I show her my driver's license. She types into the computer. She frowns. She looks at the screen for a long time. Then she looks at me. There is a flag on your file, she says. She speaks softly. People in the waiting room turn to look. I have been coming here for 20 years, I say. My voice is rising. I cannot help it. I'm sorry, she says. The system says you are not eligible for secondary care. I leave without seeing the doctor. I walk until my legs burn. I am a stranger in the only home I know. I stop working because I have to. My boss is a good man. He cries when he tells me, I can't risk the fine, he says. They're checking everyone now. I go home and sit in the dark. I do not turn on the lights. I am afraid of the electricity bill. I have no money coming in. I have only the papers in the folder. They are useless. My body is failing me now. I have lost weight. My clothes hang off my frame. I wake up in the middle of the night. I think I hear a van in the street. I think I hear boots on the stairs. I keep my bag packed by the door. I put my mother's Bible at the top. I put my daughter's photos inside. I spend my days at the archives. I search for names. I search for dates. I find an old payroll slip from a factory in 1985. It is yellow and brittle. I hold it like it is made of gold. I go back to the Home Office. The building is a fortress of glass and steel. I hate this place. I see a different person this time. He is younger. He looks at my yellowed slip. This is good, he says, but I need something from 1983. I want to scream. I want to throw the chair through the glass. I want to tell him I was living. I was eating. I was sleeping. I was loving people. I was here. Instead, I nod. I take my folder back. I walk to the bus stop. My feet are swollen. The pain travels up my legs. I feel like I am dissolving. The news is full of people like me. They call us the Windrush generation. They use our name like a tragedy. I see a woman on the television. She was deported to a country she left when she was 3. She died there alone. I look at my hands. They are the hands of a ghost. I wonder if I am already gone. 2 years pass. 2 years of silence. 2 years of looking over my shoulder. I have sold my jewelry to pay for food. I have borrowed money from my children. I hate the shame of it. Then a phone call comes. It is a lawyer. She has been working on my case for free. They've cleared you, she says. Her voice is excited. She is laughing. You have your status back. You're a citizen. I do not laugh. I do not cry. I just sit down on the floor. The weight does not leave my shoulders. The pain in my chest stays right where it is. I go to the office to collect my new documents. It is a different building. It is cleaner. They hand me a card. It is small and plastic. It has my face on it. We apologize for the inconvenience, the clerk says. He smiles. It is a practiced smile. Inconvenience. I lost my job. I lost my health. I lost my sleep for 700 nights. I walk out into the sunlight. I have the card in my pocket. I am official now. I go to the park and sit on a bench. I watch the people walking their dogs. I watch the children play. I should feel happy. I should feel like I have won. But I look at the people around me. I wonder which ones reported me. I wonder which ones would do it again. The city looks different now. The buildings are just stone. The streets are just pavement. I am allowed to stay. The machine is finished with me. I reach into my pocket and touch the plastic card. It is smooth and hard. It is the only thing that proves I exist. I am home, but I do not feel like I belong here anymore. I am a guest who stayed too long. I stand up and start to walk. I go back to my house. I lock the door. I sit in the kitchen and wait for the kettle to whistle. The house is quiet. The paper trail has ended. I am here, but the woman I was is gone. She disappeared somewhere between the archives and the glass. I am a citizen on paper. I am a stranger in my heart.